It's time for the children's message when the children come forward and I get down and we talk for a little bit about what we are going to hear in one of the upcoming readings. Children come forward, ages 3 up through 6th grade. So what is this right here? What do you see? What is this called? Sit down, child. Sit down. Can you sit down? There you go. Is this plant real or fake? What do you think? Just because I have water up here doesn't mean that it's necessarily a real plant. Have any of you adults ever watered an artificial plant? It can be done. Doesn't help the plant. They make such realistic artificial plants that sometimes they look real. But this is a real plant. It's from my office. And you know how I could tell it was real? On Thursday when I brought it in, one of the people who saw it, a lady that loves plants, said, "It's wilting." You know, when you don't water a plant, what happens to it? It starts to fall over, like you. Have you ever wilted? It's so hot outside, you come in and go like, "Mom, I'm exhausted." Maybe you need food. Maybe you need some sleep. And you wilt too. But the plant, when it's watered, this will be okay. We have this happen once in a while. There you can see why we know it's real too. You see that brown leaf? Artificial plants don't turn brown. And our spiritual life and the passage that we have coming is very much like this plant. Our series is going to talk about how God puts nutrition into us, just like water. Did you know that you were brought into the family of God through water? At the baptism font, right? And you grow because of what God has done for you. He sent His Son into the world to become a part of your life. You know Him, don't you? He's Jesus, right? And He loves you very much. So when you listen to the next reading, I want you to hear these kinds of words. Words about what God has done for you. With Jesus going to the cross, what did He do? When He was crucified, He said to those who were around Him, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." So Jesus forgave the whole world, including you and me. And when you have been forgiven, what does He want you to do? As we have been forgiven, we are to... What do we do? We forgive one another, right? Even when we're upset with a brother or sister, a friend, we forgive them because Jesus forgave us. We are loved, so we are able to love another, right? And it's because of that that we are going to listen to the Word of God and learn how we are grown into believers that show the fruits and the love of God. You'll listen to the text from Colossians, and it'll tell you that after all of this, what is your goal in life? To give glory to God because your heart is thankful. Do you know what it feels like to be thankful? That's like when you're wilting and you get a big drink or you get some food and you just feel so much better. Do you think this plant will be thankful that I watered it today? It's going to look a whole lot better tomorrow, right? And it already looks better than the first service, those that are wondering what's going on. And when you come to God's house, you are given the spiritual gift of Jesus filling your heart and your soul. And you will feel better when you come to church, when you listen to the Word, and when you hear what God has done for you. You are forgiven. You are loved. So you can forgive and you can love. All right, you may return to your seats.